We have chosen today a quite interesting verse, and we will be very delighted and surprised to see what our learned guest speakers have to say on this verse.
Questa mattina avremo una lezione, abbiamo scelto un verso molto interessante e saremo sorpresi di sentire tutto quello che i nostri eruditi ospiti hanno da raccontarci in merito.
The verse describes actually how Krishna comes into the town of Dvaraka.
Il verso descrive l'arrivo di Krishna nella città di Dvaraka.
He has been absent for a long time on the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
È stato lontano per lungo tempo per la battaglia di Kurukshetra.
His devotees in Dvaraka are so much longing to have his association that they are almost dead from the intense feelings of separation.
E i suoi devoti lì a Dvaraka sono così desiderosi di avere la sua compagnia che quasi muoiono dalla separazione.
And when Lord Krishna finally arrives before Dvaraka, he does something to announce his presence, and this is what we will be reading and discussing today.
E quando Krishna arriva in prossimità della città di Dvaraka, fa qualche cosa per annunciare la propria presenza. E questo è ciò che discuteremo oggi.
Translation. We will hear the translation in the sweet Italian language. It is Canto 1, Chapter 11, Text Number 2.
Canto primo, capitolo 11, verso numero 2.
So please, my dear devotees, move for a moment into this beautiful scene with your attention. Krishna has arrived. His devotees are not yet knowing that Krishna has arrived. They are in the city of Dvaraka, suffering the pangs of separation. And all of a sudden, they hear a familiar sound. The sound of Lord Krishna's conch shell, Panchajanya. And upon hearing this sound of Lord Krishna, they rise like dead men and dead women who have just been revitalized. And the conch shell, which is touched by the lips of the Lord, experiences a wonderful transformation. Yes, it becomes red, almost maybe like a woman which is touched by her husband becomes red. With loving excitement. Prabhupada, he says, the redness of the white corn shell due to the lip touch of the Lord is a symbol of spiritual significance. Yes, yes. And he says that spiritual enlightenment takes place at once by the contact of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. We also can be touched by the presence of the Lord in our lives. And when Krishna touches us in our hearts, we will not be able to remain the same. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes about this in one of his beautiful prayers. He says that when the human being experiences the revelation of Krishna in his heart, his feet cannot stand still. He starts speaking, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He begins to sweat. Meeting Krishna is something wonderful, my dear devotees. It will totally enliven us. Another example is Dhruva Maharaj, who has actually perceived the transcendental Lord. The Lord has come before him and touched his head with his conch shell. As a result, all his senses become alive. And he, especially his sense of speech, he has to talk about Krishna. Now, who of you would like his or her lives to be touched by Krishna? Well, you. I will ask it in a different way, and I will see if you are enthusiastic also. Who of you would like that their false ego totally dies? Oh, I did. Who of you, then let me ask it even difficult, who of you would like that the material existence is finito? But you are already crying when the sun is too hot. I don't believe your enthusiastic hand signs. Maybe it would mean that you are surrendering 100% to Krishna. But we feel a very difficult this when the temple commander says to you, Prabhu, could you do an extra hour of service, please? Yes, my dear devotees, to wake up to full Krishna consciousness means to die materially. Our body will not die. Our mind will not die. But our ego has to die. Hare Krishna. This is not easy. Today we hear about the conch shell of Lord Krishna, and I want to tell you a little story about Krishna's conch shell which will make you shudder. Do you know that the conch shell of Lord Krishna once became a demon? Do you know that the conch shell of Lord Krishna once fought against Krishna? Listen to the story and learn an important lesson. See, when Krishna had left Vrindavan to go to Mathura, the Brijbasis always wanted him to return to Braj. So Vasudev, who didn't want his son to return back to the forest, had an idea. He said, Krishna must go for education. He must go to Avanti to learn from Sandipani Muni. I have heard that this Avanti is the present-day Ujjain.
Ujjain,
yes. Ujjain is actually called. The minister of Ujjain has given a huge plot of land, has offered a huge plot of land to ISKCON, and Bhakti Charu Maharaj thinks of developing the Sandipani Muni school there. We have learned all these ideas from our Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, who has two schools in Manipur and is presently developing the Bhagavad Dharma University in the Krishna annex to the Krishna Chandra Temple in Imphal. Imphal, yes, capital town, Manipur. Mm-hmm. See, everyone knows if you want to invest in the future of a person, you have to invest in his or her education. So Vasudev, feeling that Krishna is his son, thought he must also go to his education, to the Gurukul. Krishna stayed for a little bit more than 2 months at the ashram of Sandipani Muni and learned very, very fast. And at the end, he had Sandipani Muni was very pleased, and he asked Krishna for a special guru dakshin, an education fee. Guru dakshin. he knew my pupil is God. I will ask something very special. I will not ask for gold, not for saldo, money. I will ask for something which only God can give. My son Madhu Mangal is dead. I will ask that Krishna brings him back from the death. He described to Krishna, and Balaram was also there, that his son had last been seen playing at the bank of the ocean. And then the ocean had swallowed him. So Krishna immediately went to the ocean and called out, "Ocean, bring back the son of my teacher Sandipani Muni."
Krishna
The ocean said, I have not taken him. He was taken by the conchal demon. His name is Panchajanya. Now Krishna knew Panchajanya. He knew he would later, it was his conchal. He knew he would later blow on it in the battle of Kurukshetra, and also when he arrived in Dwarka and so many other situations. It was an associate. Krishna asked, "Where is that rascal?" And then he went, the ocean said, on the bottom of the ocean. And there Krishna fought with the Panchajanya. Panchajanya had actually swallowed Madhumangal, and now Madhumangal was at the kingdom of death. When Panchajanya saw Lord Krishna, he offered a fierce fight. And at the very end of the fight, he was defeated and killed. And Krishna took back Madhumangal from the kingdom of Yamaraj. Now a question arises. If that Panchajanya was an associate of Lord Krishna before, if it was his conscience, why then did it turn against Krishna? Listen as the story unfolds. Panchajanya was always blown upon by Lord Krishna. Panchajanya, as a result, felt very, very proud. I am the most fortunate conchal. The Lord always touches me with his lotus lips. These lips are even desired by Goddess Lakshmi. But I always have Krishna's touch. And because he became so proud, Lakshmi cursed him. For one life, Panchajanya, become a demon. Go to the ground of the ocean and wait for Krishna to come and release you from this curse. So this was why Panchajanya became a demon. He had become proud on his position. He had not seen that his position was an opportunity for service. He thought, "Oh, I am very special. How many devotees have fallen out of Krishna consciousness for the same reason? How many of this room will still fall out of this room for that reason?" In 20 years, this room will be half full. If the normal ISKCON statistics are true. The reason is, if we do not understand that this is an opportunity for service which we have, if we become proud of our position, I am a great devotee or a small devotee, then we come in danger, Prabhu and Mataji. Imagine Pankajanya just thought, oh, I'm so special, I'm even more special than Lakshmi. As a result of this, he lost the blessings. See, in spiritual life, what is most important is the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We need his blessings more than our food. I will say it in the Italian language. We need Krishna's blessings more than pizzas with caperis. True. Blessings are helping us to advance. In Vedic culture, this is known. Each morning, the children will go to their parents and touch their feet and ask for blessings before they start the day. This is what we also do in our movement. Each morning we go to Srila Prabhupada for his Guru Puja. We request blessings, because we know only by blessings it is possible to fly in spiritual life. Blessings will give us wings to fly in spiritual life. Without blessings of the great devotees, bhakti cannot come in our heart. Yes. Do you remember when there was a battle of Kurukshetra? Just before the battle, Yudhishthira put down his armor and his weapons. Yes. And he went over the battlefield to the Kaurava armies. Bhima said, oh no! Brother, not now! I want to fight! This is not the time for peace talks! Peace talks, finito! But because it was his old, Yudhishthira was the older brother, Bhim had to follow, put his armor down, his weapons, just go behind his brother. So did Arjuna and the twins. They were all thinking, what will Yudhishthira do now? Well, what did Yudhishthira do? He went to grandfather Bhishma, his superior. And he said, grandfather, please allow me to fight with you. Bhishma Dev was answering, Wow, I'm so pleased with you. Of course you can fight with me. I have a second desire, said Yudhishthira. What? Grandfather, please allow us to kill you. Of course! But if you would not have asked for blessings, I would have finished your army. Asking for blessings is important, dear devotees. It's not a luxury in spiritual life, it's a must. So, the moment you become proud, you forget to ask for blessings. It is not there in a proud heart to ask for blessings. The proud heart cannot think of this. Therefore, the moment someone turns proud in spiritual life, you know he is on a very dangerous path. Soon he will lose his wings and he will crash on the ground. The wings of blessings are important. Even our Panchajanya, the conchal of the Lord, imagine this position, became proud and thought, I'm very wonderful. We feel Panchajanya is very wonderful, you know, being always blown by the Lord. We may feel such and such devotees is very wonderful. That is our perspective. But if the devotee thinks, I am very wonderful, then this is dangerous for him. Soon he will lose his wings to fly. Soon he will lose the blessings. There is a verse in the 10th canto where Lord Krishna says, I do not like if my devotees become proud. It's in relationship to the gopis who were left by Krishna because of this. Yes. So this is my first point. Second point is also there. You will. Yesterday we were talking about Kavikana Purna's teachings in Chaitanya Chandradaya. Kavikana Pur distinguishes between two types of bhakti, and I think this is important for us. He says there's bhakti with nectar and bhakti without nectar. Do you know bhakti without nectar? No one wants to say it, but I think we all know. Bhakti without nectar means you just act out of a sense of duty. you act out of a sense of fear and obligation. If I don't do this, if I don't chant my 16 rounds, oops, it will be bad, there will be bad consequences. Maybe I don't get prasadam if anyone finds out. Bhakti with nectar is bhakti performed with enthusiasm. It is a bhakti performed out of attachment for the devotees and Krishna. It is bhakti which is performed out of a sense of wonderment. How wonderful Krishna consciousness is. My dear devotees, we need this bhakti with nectar. If we just go on our busy dying days, we feel frustrated at the end of our life. Bhakti with nectar is possible, is born out of the two causes, that is the mercy of the Lord and developing attachments to devotees. When a devotee is feeling the mercy of the Lord in his life and he consciously cultivates his attachments to the devotees, he will be enlivened. Yes, he will feel enlivened at that time. Yes, and this is all he wishes to have. This bhakti with nectar, which comes from the mercy of the Lord and attachment to devotees. Krishna consciousness is ultimately very simple. The truth is simple. This is what I wanted to say. I wanted to encourage all of you to please stay enlivened in Krishna consciousness simply by praying for the mercy of Krishna and developing attachment to his devotees. When you have practiced these two things, you do not mix your bhakti. Whenever you mix your bhakti, it becomes without nectar. When you mix some spicing of the three modes of nature in your bhakti. Oh, an interesting movie. Oh, an interesting sexual engagement. Yeah. Oh, an interesting... what else do we do? Literature. Yeah. Oh, an interesting kami music. Then you mix bhakti with a three guna mix. And then it becomes without nectar. It's not the real thing. Let me summarize. We heard today about the conch shell of the Lord who was spiritually reddened by the touch of the Lord. We have heard that the conch shell once made a mistake. A mistake which each one of us could make. The mistake of becoming proud. And therefore it fell from grace. Because a proud person, a proud devotee, can no longer ask for blessings. Blessings are sometimes more important than our own endeavors. Because by our endeavors we cannot get bhakti, but we can get it by the blessings of the great devotees. This is a statement from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So by the blessings of the devotees we can experience bhakti with nectar. And when we have this experience, our life is okay. So I want to thank you very much. I will now give the microphone over to our next speaker.
Who is it?
Our Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.